Got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurt takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, hits to his right, gets to the 20. He's at the 30. Needs to cut in. He comes back up the right sideline. Breaks a third tackle. Comes down to the 30. He's down to the 20. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's in the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! 49ers! 96-yard run from scrimmage. Garrison Hurt breaking tackle after tackle. Swings down the sideline. Throws off bodies like clothes after a marathon.
Young, back to throw. In trouble, he's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs, gets away again. Goes to the 40, gets away again. To the 35, cuts back at the 30, to the 20, the 50, the 10. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down, Alex takes the snap. Alex looking down in post, and it's good.
For the second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell's intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman is redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom! What is going on, faithful family out there? Let's make this a fast and fun 15 minutes, guys. Here we are, March Madness, day 19, officially 18 for some of you East Coasters, West Coasters out there still. But, you know, it is what it is. We're going to rock this thing, man. We're going to have a good time here. I got to look around real quick. I want to see the score. What's going on in this Knicks game? You know what I'm saying? But, guys, load up those questions. Let's go ahead and get to the fun here. Apollo says, another year and you ain't on that content creator list. Travesty. You ain't small time. You have to feel a little something, right? Not at all, big dog. Not at all. I don't do this for lists. I don't do this for competition with other pages and sites and stuff like that. I don't even have a website anymore, man. We were creating stuff. We were out here doing our thing. We had writers. We had articles. We were featured in Bleacher Report and all kinds of stuff. Man, I'm over all that. I do this now because I want to. I do it for the passion, not the recognition. If one of y'all watched, if a million of y'all watched, it wouldn't change a damn thing about how I get down. And so I think that's probably my issue, that I don't care about the validation. I literally spent all of last year ignoring, people who were trying to sponsor shows and people trying to advertise and things like that. It's just, I'm not in it, because now you got to tell me what I got to say, how I got to say it and all that stuff. And I don't like that. So, you know, I stand on different principles. Not saying that there's anything wrong with any of those people on the list. A lot of hardworking people out there. And I sincerely wish them all nothing but the best. But I'm not worried about it. I didn't even know the list came out yet. I'm assuming you're talking about the bracket joint, right? Yeah, I'm assuming you're talking about the bracket thing that came out. But I'm not worried about it, big dog. But this is a really, really good question. I love this question. So keep them coming like that. I like that. Danny says, have you ever been in New Orleans where they do Mardi Gras? I have never been to New Orleans. Some Mardi Gras parties and theme and things like that. But no, I've never been to New Orleans. I don't know if I would like New Orleans. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I see it. The music makes me depressed. I think of funerals, the horns and all that stuff. But I hear that they've got, like, they're one of the best places in the world to eat. So I would like to go out there and try to grab some grub. You know what I'm saying? 49er Chanel, what's going on, man? He says, what's up, faithful? Junior G is in the building. He says, what's up, Mike? How you doing, big dog? Hope everybody is well. Families are blessed. Mike says here, how are you feeling about the signing of quarterback Josh Dobbs as your backup quarterback? Mike, I actually love it, man. You know, I've been dying for the Niners to bring somebody in who can just be competent, right? Don't give me some washed up backup quarterback. Don't give me some, I didn't mind Sam Darnold. Right. A lot of people didn't want to see him out there, but I thought it could be interesting to see Sam. I don't want some undrafted free agent that, you know, barely got through college and played a season or so, and just like, we don't need to do that. Because Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant doesn't mean that the Niners shouldn't be looking at quarterbacks in the fourth and fifth rounds. Not they shouldn't be a priority, but you definitely shouldn't be ignoring the position, right? And so that's where my mindset is. And because you got Brock Purdy with the last pick doesn't mean that every single quarterback that comes in here after him has to be an undrafted free agent because you're afraid that he's going to think is more competition. Or you're afraid that some beat writer or, you know, some content creator is going to say, oh my God, you're stirring the pot. If they pick Brock at the last pick of the draft, what does this mean for this guy? If they got him in the fifth round, that must mean they really, really love this guy and Brock Purdy's on his way out of here. Like, you can't be afraid of all that stuff. Brock's a big boy. He's got to play through all the trouble. He's got to play through all the turmoil and the trauma. And he's going to have to man up. He's absolutely going to have to man up. And the Niners, if they're really about that dub, getting that chip, they should be looking to improve at every position every year. Doesn't mean you go out there and look for a replacement for everybody every year. But if an opportunity presents itself, you got to jump on it. All right. Ooh. Oh, wait, I didn't get it all. Who do you have winning men's March Madness this year? I was just looking at the bracket, man. I got a bet going with my man Ali. I don't know yet. I don't know. It's going to be one of the teams with a K, like Kansas or Kentucky. Excuse me. Yeah, it's definitely going to be one of the teams with a K this year, I think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I got to see. I'm going to sit down and look at it all. I'm going to go all the way through it, but I'm just not quite sure. UConn is not a bad pick. It's not a bad pick. And I got to fill out a bracket for my man Steve. I have to do that. I'm going to say tomorrow because it's going to be after I sleep, but later today. I'll take care of that for you, Steve, and send that over to you, all right? Have you ever been on one of the 49ers cruises? I have not. Ms. Debbie, I've never been on a cruise. So if you have some information about a 49ers cruise, please, please, please send it to me. That'll be something I could do with the wifey. I've been wanting to go on a cruise. I'm assuming they have good seafood. Is that, like, not a safe assumption? I can't imagine being on a cruise and not having good seafood. But she said either with just the faithful or with 49ers players. And if so, when? No, never. And if you get some information, please, please don't hesitate. Let me know. Let me take part in that. All right. Hope the Niners get the best cornerback on the board in round one. If not, offensive line, what's your thoughts? Facebook user, I don't know what your name is, but Wayne and I actually did our first mock draft today on the BAM show, all right, the Breezy and Mike show. So make sure you go and check that out. Now, the way we did it, I was the GM. I picked the position. Wayne picked the player. Now, I had input, obviously, and I went through a whole list of all the different players, but I don't know if corner is going to be the top priority for this team. I just don't know that that's the case. I think they like Ward, and I think they really like Lenore. And they like his versatility. And so I don't think they're going to reach for, whoever the best corner is. If there's other positions out there, I think they're going to feel like, oh, well, we got Lenore, we got Yedem, we can get something out of him. We don't have to take a corner right here at 31. So hopefully they play it smart that way, you know? And Miss Debbie says, the best seafood. One coming up soon. I'll send you the info. This is going to be great. This is going to be absolutely great. Uh-oh, I'm about to get in trouble here. Oh, no, my man died. All right, here we go. Dan the Corn Man is in the building. What's going on, Dan? How are you, man? Haven't seen you in a while, bro. He says, how are you, Mike? I'm well. I'm laying in bed right now next to wifey. I got to let the dog out as soon as the show is over and get ready to catch some Z's here. And I got the Knicks and Golden State game on in the background. But I'm doing well. He said, Nebraska made the tourney and Husker fans are excited over here. But also, we are mad because our AD left to go to Texas A&M and our men's and women's play A&M in the tourney. Ooh. Ooh. So you guys got. So let me ask you, Dan, do you think there's any chance that you guys stand against Texas A&M? you got to let me know. That's going to be interesting. Y'all got some extra fire there. Nebraska's going to be all right. They should make it out the first round, man. I think y'all make it out the first round. Don't sweat it. Y'all should be okay. This game is crazy. They count triple doubles based off of minutes. They got a guy's stats on TV right now. So it's 40 minutes, 8 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. I didn't know minutes played in the game counted towards a triple double. When did they start? I hate basketball. He said, "We better fight. We 0-7 over here in the tourney." Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough to get those wins. There's something about it. Excuse me. It's just captivating, right? Like a one and done. You go in there and you got to fight for it all. You got to leave it all on the line. There is no tomorrow. I love watching the games. And it's weird because I don't like watching college basketball. I barely like watching NBA, if I'm being honest with you. But the tournament is just a different type of energy. So I really do like it. We got an interesting one here from Ice21Niner. And guys, keep those questions coming. Again, guys, this is all live. Ask whatever questions you want in here, all right, about anything. Start, bench, and cut. Le'Veon Bell, LeSean McCoy, or Saquon Barkley? Wow. All right, so I'm gonna cut Saquon. You gotta cut Saquon because he's just not available. All right, I'm doing this based off of their past, not, you know, obviously today Saquon will be the starter because the other two aren't playing, right? So I'm doing it based off of their past. Saquon has been healthy all of, what, two seasons in the NFL? I can't have him as my starter. And I don't want to bench him for the other two guys. So I have to cut him. I would start LeSean McCoy and bench Le'Veon Bell. LeSean McCoy was just way more dynamic. Le'Veon Bell had a level of patience and explosion that most people couldn't get used to and couldn't quite figure out. Even watching him in his prime, it looked like he was just tiptoeing behind the line of scrimmage and then just, okay, I found it. I'm going to go. And that would drive a lot of people crazy. LeSean McCoy, though, was just different, elusive, had a nice burst speed and all that. So I'm going to start McCoy. Bench Le'Veon and cut Barkley. That's tough, though. That is tough. I got to start bench cut for you guys. All right, you ready? Start bench cut. Jim Harbaugh, Kyle Shanahan, or Steve Mariucci? Yeah, let me put some pressure on y'all. Let me flip the script a little bit tonight, right? Start bench cut for you guys. How can I write that comment in here? I want to write a comment, post a comment. Start bench cut. Jim Harbaugh. Oh, capital H. Jim Harbaugh. Steve Mariucci. Uh-oh. I hope I don't. Oh shit, where'd my comment go? Damn, it disappeared. Start bench cut. Steve Mariucci or Kyle Shanahan. Ooh. Yeah, let's see how confident y'all feeling now. All right, so we got start Kyle, bench Harbaugh, and cut Mooch. Start Kyle, bench Harbaugh, cut Mooch. That's messed up, Ice. That's messed up, man. I can't wait to see what people say about that. All right. But listen, guys, if there's no more questions, I'm going to get going. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate everybody's participation tonight. We have reached the 15-minute mark of the show. You guys are fantastic. Oh, he said, all I know is I'm cutting Harbaugh because my Buckeye fandom is bitter. Oh, man, but come on, man. You can't be happy with Day over there, right? Like, I just, Michigan is weird. I mean, not Michigan, Ohio State, but, you know, new offensive coordinator in town. We'll talk about that another time, right? We'll see what happens. Good old Chip. Guys, it's going to do it. I appreciate you all. I will see y'all tomorrow. Prepare for glory. Anticipate pain. But always remain faithful. I'll see y'all soon. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey, see, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, them nothing but Niners.
We nothing but Niners. We nothing but Niners. We nothing but Niners. We nothing but
Niners. We them nothing but Niners.